ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं वैजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यमेवम्। श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्ताश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च परिधानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने नामिने नमस्ते। सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशाय जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशास्त्री भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुकम करते बासलं पंगुलं हैते गिरिं जत्कृपात महं वंदे परमानंद माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरिणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपथकाश्वमेधिनं। नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्यां जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशास्त्री श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुकम करति बासलं पंगुलं हैते गिरिं जत्कृपात महं वंदे परमानंद माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरिणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपथकाश्वमेधिनं नामिने। सो टुडे विल डिस्कस सम स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ। सो बिफोर आई स्टार्ट डिस्क्राइबिंग सम पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ जगन्नाथ, I would like to complete. Yesterday I was explaining about Kaliyodaman pastimes. So I will just tell you today what the previous life this Kaliyanag was. Who was he in previous life that he got this opportunity to take birth as Kaliyanaga? So it has been explained, I think, in Garga Sanghita or somewhere, I think like that. So in previous life, there was a rishi, the Brahmasira. Brahmasira, this rishi was doing tapasya in some ashram in Himalaya. So another rishi came, his name is Aswasira. The Aswasira, Brahmasira, the two rishis, one rishi came to that area to do tapasya. Then the Brahmasira, this rishi, became very angry. Why are you coming to my place to do tapasya? That means that time they had also, among the rishis, they had also fighting also. So he said, you don't come to disturb me here. This is my ashram, why are you coming here? Then this Sarsvastra said, what your ashram? Everything belongs to Vishnu. But both of them, they are fighting. Then one rishi cursed the other rishi that you are so envious. You are behaving like a snake. So you take birth as a snake. So that rishi being cursed, he said, oh, you are like a crow. Now you are running here like a crow. So you will take birth as a crow. So as a result, one rishi become Kaliya Naga. Now other rishi become Bhushandikaka. Bhushandikaka in Jagannath Puri, that is Bhushandikaka. But after cursing each other, then Vishnu said, then no problem. Even if you become snake, but you will be blessed by my lotus feet. And the kaka, the crow, you will become crow, but you will be very big pandit, sarvajna. Past, future, present, everything you will know. So that's why he appeared as a famous Bhushandikaka. So in Bengal, there is another story been heard in Bengal, the why this Kaliya Naga appeared. So this Kaliya Naga in previous life, he was a very great king. This king was very pious religious personality. He was following all the regulative principles. He was very respectful to all the saintly personalities. He was very dear to all the citizens. This king was doing lot of yajnas, lot of charities, all good qualities this king had. But in spite of all these good qualities, he had a big problem. The problem was, he has a disease, the dysentery disease. So he has to go to toilet again and again. So the king was feeling very boring. Boring means he is sitting in the meeting, he has to run to the toilet. He can't sit in the yajna, to complete the yajna, always it run because of dysentery disease. So he was very worried, what to do, all kinds of treatment he was doing, how to get cured from this disease, dysentery disease. Then, once Narada Muni came, and he told Narada Muni this problem. Then Narada Muni told him that you do one thing. There is a forest near your palace. In that forest, there is one bird, Kulinga bird is there. So you have to go personally and catch that bird. Then you take the flesh of that bird, then your disease will be cured. Then king thought, oh, very good idea. Then king went to try to catch the birds, but he was not able. Always he goes and birds, they run away. Finally, he is very worried, what shall I do now? My disease is not been cured by the treatment. Then Narada Muni gave one process. I could have cured, but I can't catch this bird. She was very lamenting for that and doesn't know what to do. Then one of his elderly minister told that you do one thing. I know in forest the saintly personalities they live, and nobody get afraid of the saintly personalities. So you dress up yourself like a Vaishnav. Then you go. Animals, birds, they will not be afraid of you. So they will not run away. So you can go easily and catch this bird and bring. The king, he dressed himself like a Vaishnav. When he went to the forest, he was surprised. All the animals just passing very close to him. Nobody got scared. They are not running away. Then he went close to these birds. Birds did not fly, they were sitting there peacefully. Then when this king was going to catch these birds and to kill and eat their flesh to cure his dysentery disease, then the king thought to himself that I am not a sadhu. Internally, I am not sadhu. I am not a Vaishnav. I am just wearing dress like Vaishnav. If falsely I am wearing a dress like Vaishnava, this dress only has so much effect that these animals and birds, they are feeling so secured. if this is the reaction of this dress only, see, if I become a real Vaishnava, then what will happen? It will be so nice then. Then only to cure my dysentery disease, I should not kill these birds. Better I become a Vaishnava. So he did not kill those birds. So he was going back. The birds started to speak. Said, come back, come back. You are going to catch us, to kill us, to eat our flesh, to cure our dysentery disease. But however, you did not kill us, but we will tell you a process by which your disease will be cured. So you go under this tree, the banyan tree, there is a cave. And inside the cave, there is a big Mahatma residing. And you take Charanamrita of this Mahatma, and your disease will be cured, no problem. The king was very happy that I did not have to kill this bird, but I can cure my disease. Then he went to the big cave inside the tree, and the king, he called, oh Mahatma, ji, please, I want your Padadoka, Charanamrita. So king went to the river and brought some water, and then he prayed, oh Mahatma, please show me your feet so I can wash your feet and drink the Charanamrita. Then when he was praying like this, then one right leg, only leg came out of the cave, only one leg, right leg. But that leg was leprosy disease, all pus coming, bad smell coming. And the king is thinking, how can I wash this feet and drink this water? And then he's in big trouble. Then he said, oh, kindly show me your left feet. Then the right feet went inside, the left feet came out. That foot was worse than the right one. It's not only pus coming, blood coming, and some insects also crawling there. Then king is in big trouble, wow, and so smelly. He cannot tolerate, stand the whole forest and filled with this bad smell. And now king is thinking, what to do? I should have taken drink water from the right leg, and this is the worst one. But he's saying, how can I tell the Mahatma, again you give me your right leg? He felt very embarrassed. And he thought, okay, let me just some other close my nose and I just drink this. Then when he showed the water in his hand and told, please dip your feet here, toes. When dipped his toe, then all he saw the water. There's blood, pus, and insects are crawling also there. So he thought, what to do? He closed his nose, he was just about to drink, but he could not drink. He took to his mouth and then put on his head. No? Could drink it. Then just after doing this, then this left disappeared and he could smell the whole forest, beautiful, nice smell, very nice scented smell. Then from the tree, that Mahatma, he said that you offended my Charanamrita. You did not take it seriously. You did not put into your mouth. So you will become a snake. So your mouth will be poisonous. You will get all poison will come from your mouth. But you are very respectful. At least you put on your head. So you will be blessed that you will get my lotus feet on your head. So that was his previous life. So Charanamrita is so powerful. The Lord said that we have to be very respectful to Charanamrita. Tirtham. Tirthajal. Very important. Charanamrita is so important. Ganges water is Charanamrita. Charanamrita of Lord Vishnu. So in this way, Charanamrita Mahima, glories of Charanamrita, we can understand from this pastime. He did not drink, so his mouth became poisonous. But he was put on his head, so he was blessed as he putting on his head. So that's when we take Charanamrita, the rule is you should put on his head, on our head after drinking. And after taking charanamrita, you wash your hand, but don't wash your mouth. That is the rule. Taking charanamrita, don't wash your mouth. So this is the remaining part of Kaliya Daman. So today we'll discuss about some pastime of Lord Jagannath. So I'll tell you a few stories. There are many sweet pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Many things happen. Jagannath Puri, they have Madala Panji. So Madala Panji means they keep record of every incident happens there. They keep record of those incidents there. And there is a book, Dhadhatya Bhakti, and a book, Dridha Bhakti. That book describes all the pastimes of Dridha Bhakti, steady devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead by different devotees. So I will describe few pastimes. So first I will describe one pastime. I must have told you about Dasya Bauri. Then I will start from there then. Now how there is, this is very famous story in Orissa. That as you know, in Jagannath temple they don't allow any non-Hindu or scheduled caste people, they are not allowed in Jagannath temple. So this Dasya Bauri is from Baligram, 2 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. So because he cannot enter into the temple, so once during Rath Yatra time, so he went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And he saw Lord Jagannath sitting on top of the chariot. He has big face, big eyes, round eyes. And he was very moved by seeing the beautiful face of Lord Jagannath. Specifically his eyes was very attractive to him. So he was chanting, dancing, was enjoying to see the beautiful face of Lord Jagannath. And he was so much in ecstasy that after taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, he came back to his house. But he was remembering, because for the pure devotees of Krishna, sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoy tar ishta devaspurti. He looks upon the house, the forest, the trees, the mountain, but he doesn't see those things. Everywhere they see only Krishna, the face of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means that different kinds of Krishna consciousness. One kind of Krishna consciousness means they see something related to Krishna. They see cloud, they will see the peacock feathers, they will see the cows and calves, immediately they will remember Krishna. That's one Krishna consciousness. So another kind of Krishna consciousness is that wherever they will see anything related to Krishna, one, that is Krishna consciousness. So another thing is anything they will see, everywhere they will see only Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So another thing is that sometimes Krishna will manifest in front of them. This is another Krishna consciousness. So this Dasya Bauri, he went to his house. So he saw the beautiful eyes of Lord Jagannath. You will see the Lord Jagannath eyes has a special feature of Lord Jagannath eyes. There is a black eyeball surrounded by the white things, is there, white circle. Surrounding white circle there is a red circle. And they explain that everybody has some mercy. And each of us have a red spot on this corner of our eye. And that indicates that you have some mercy. And Jagannath is so merciful, he is completely merciful. That's all around his eyes, this red color is there. Very merciful. And this is Dasya Bauri went to his house. They are scheduled caste people. So his wife served some food to him. She brought some food on a red clay pot. There's a red, round red clay pot. And middle of the round clay pot, red clay pot, she had put some white boiled rice. On top of the white boiled rice, she had put some black spinach. So when she brought to Dasya, so Dasya looked at that. Then he felt Jagannath's eyes. Jagannath has a black, then white circle, then red circle. Then Dasya, by seeing that, immediately he thinks, oh, you are giving my Lord's eyes to eat. How can I eat my Lord's eyes? Then he's chanting, dancing in ecstasy, oh, my Lord's eyes is here, how you are giving Lord's eyes? So in this running here, there he's not eating. Then his wife thought, oh, my husband went to Puri, maybe somebody did some mantra tantra to him. Why is he behaving like this? I'm giving him food and he's not eating and dancing, running here, there. Then she went to village, some village leaders, and told them, my husband has been hunted by ghost. He went to Puri, somebody must have done some mantra tantra. He's not eating whatever we give. Please come and see. Then when the village leaders, they came, then they asked Dasya, that why are you not eating? Then Dasya said, how can I eat? She has given my Lord's eyes to eat. This is my Lord's eyes. Then the village leaders, they understood. Dasya is not hunted by ghost. By seeing the plate like this, he is thinking this Lord's eyes. Then they told his wife that you go, you give this rice and sabji separately in different plates. Once he served separately in different plate, then he started to eat. So that was a strong devotion. He was so much devoted to Lord Jagannath. He did not read any scripture. He had no knowledge. But sometimes there are different kinds of siddhi, sadhana siddhi, kripa siddhi, nitya siddhi. So he has some kripa that without going through any kinds of study, any kinds of sadhana, he had developed this love and devotion to Lord Jagannath. So much so that anything in Orissa they have a system, anything they have, they would send to Lord Jagannath, first to offer. The tree, they grow something, they send to Lord Jagannath. So once Dasya, he was going to market and he found a coconut tree, very nice coconut tree. So he bought that coconut and some brahmanas, they are going to Puri, and he told you, please take this coconut and offer it to Lord Jagannath. But you offer it to Lord Jagannath, but you show it to Lord Jagannath and you tell your devotee, Dasya has sent it for you. If Lord Jagannath personally he accepts, then you take it. If he doesn't accept, then you bring it back. The Brahmana is thinking, Lord never takes by his hand. So he just smiled and he took this coconut. He went to Jagannath Puri and all other stuff he had, he offered to Lord Jagannath. Then when he is going back, then he remembered, oh, Dasya has told I have to offer his coconut. Then he went behind Garuda Stambha. Gaudastamba is far from Lord Jagannath altar. And standing there he is saying, oh Lord Jagannath, your devotee Dasya has sent this coconut, please take this. So as soon as he said, then he could see that the long hand came from the altar and took this coconut. Everybody could see the coconut is flying, but they couldn't see the hand. But this Brahman could see the hand. And in this way, from that day, that Dasya became very famous, that he is so devotional minded that Lord Jagannath personally accepted the coconut from coconut given by him. So one day, because Dasya was so devoted, so Lord Jagannath appeared to Dasya, said that I am very pleased with you by your offering. Please, you want any boon, I will give you if you want any boon. He said, I don't want any boon. You just make sure I get my daily bread. But I have one desire, that whenever I go to Puri, they don't allow me to see you. So you please make sure whenever I go, I can have your darshan. Then Lord Jagannath said, yes. Whenever you will come to Puri, you will see me on Nilachakra, on top of the temple. You can take my darshan. They look up on there and take my darshan. Dasya, once he collected some very nice ripened mango, very juicy sweet mango and basket full of mango. Then he went to Jagannath Puri. So when he reached in front of Singhadwar, so all the pandas they came. Hey, give me, I'll take, because they know Dasya cannot go inside. So I'll take it to offer to Lord Jagannath. All pandas, they're fighting with each other. But actually, they're not fighting that I'll give it to Lord Jagannath, they are fighting so they will get Dakshina. Whoever will take Then Dasya said, no, you don't have to offer it. I'll take care of it. What? You will not offer it? You brought it for Jagannath, what will you do? Then he said, what I'll do, you see. Then he went 10 feet behind. Then he kept the basket there. Then looked upon Nilachakra. Then he saw Lord Jagannath there. Then he prayed, oh my dear Lord Jagannath, if you are pleased with me, please accept this mango. Then he gave one mango flew to Nilachakra up. Then another mango picked up, the whole basket disappeared there. Then all pandas become very angry. Oh, this guy is a black magic, sir. He's doing some black magic. Jagannath never eat like this. Simply doing black magic to cheat us like this. Then he said, I don't know any black magic. I just offered Lord Jagannath and Jagannath took everything. He ate everything. Then you can go, the pandas, they went inside to see if it's true or not. The pandas, they went inside, then they saw in the deity room, all over the deity room, the mango peels and mango seeds are lying all over the deity room, inside the deity room. And Jagannath has eaten all the mango and all the peels. See, I just told this thing to explain that how Jagannath's hand can be extended anywhere. Wherever devotee is there, so Lord Jagannath's hand can be extended. What to speak of? His hand went up to Garudastambha. There's another nice explanation. So there's a tailor. This tailor used to live in Delhi. So this tailor was very famous. He is a poor man who has great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So this tailor knows how to sew things very nicely. So that time the Muslim king used to rule India. So Delhi Ishwar, Muslim king, used to send all his cloth and everything for sewing. Then once this Delhi king sent to this tailor some very beautiful velvet cloth with embroidery and all kinds of jewelry things and told this tailor, you make 2 pillows for me and you make it so nice that we can see the string where you are sewing this pillow, make it very beautiful and give it to me. The tailor, he saw so expensive cloth and ornaments, and when he was making this pillow, he was thinking to himself, oh, so nice pillow, and this Muslim guy will enjoy this. So nice pillow I am making, my Lord should enjoy these things, this kind of pillow. He was thinking himself in his mind. So what happened when he was making this pillow? One day, there's Ratha Yatra day. Rathatra day, what happens? The pandas, they carry Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra deity and Sudarshan. Sudarshan they can carry by their shoulder. But Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra is so heavy. And they'll be like 30-40 people, they have to pick like this, pick up, then keep. Then pick up, then keep on the ground like this. So what they to pick up on the ground, they use one kind of pillow. So they are carrying Jagannath deity. At one point the pillow burst, broken. So now everybody very worried. What to do? How will carry Lord Jagannath? So they are looking for a pillow. And at that time, in Delhi, this tailor, he is thinking, meditating, oh, if my Jagannath could use this pillow to do so nice. So he is closing his eyes. All of a sudden, he saw Jagannath is there. And when he was holding this pillow, and Jagannath took that pillow from his hand, and when he opened the eyes, the pillow is not there, only one. So he was thinking, when he got up, he thought he's dreaming. But when he found the one pillow is missing, then he was very happy, oh, that is not a dream, Lord Jagannath has taken it. But same time, he was very worried also, because now king, one pillow, gave order for 2 pillows. Then he's thinking, anyway, I did service to Lord Jagannath. What do I care for this king? So he was very brave. He did not get so much worried. So after some time, the king's people came, the king calling you, and he asking for those 2 pillows he has ordered to make for you. Then this tailor went with one pillow. Then king asked, why one pillow? I ordered you two pillows. Where is another pillow? Then this tailor said, another pillow? Lord Jagannath took another pillow. Lord Jagannath, who is Lord Jagannath? He is God. Where is he staying? In Puri, 2000 kilometers far from here, Puri. How can he come so quickly and take this pillow from you? Then he said, no, he can go anywhere. His hand, everything happening, behind everything, his hand is there. His hand is very long. He will sit in one place, he can extend his hand, and he can control the whole world. Then this Muslim king, he smiled. Same time, he became very angry, because he had only one pillow. So, your Lord is so expert. Sitting in one place, he can extend his hand and take my pillow away from you. Okay, if he is so powerful, then he told, the king told his people, you tie his hand very strongly, put him into prison house. Let me see how his Lord is coming and releasing him from this. Then they tied him and they put him in prison house and they locked him tightly. And night time, he was there. This tailor was there inside and is praying to Lord Jagannath. Oh my Lord Jagannath, what shall I do now? Now I am in prison anyway. Whatever is happening only by your desire only. So as a devotee, he was not so much worried. But he was not worried, but Jagannath was very worried. My devotee did service unto me and he has to go through this trouble. Then he left Nilachala Dham. Jagannath left Nilachala Dham. Then he came to this prison. When this tailor, he had a hunch on his back. As a very ugly looking person. And when he was praying to Lord Jagannath, and he is very hungry also, so he went to sleep. And then Lord Jagannath appeared inside the prison house. And when Lord Jagannath appeared, and the whole prison house became very bright. And also then Lord Jagannath went and touched his body and immediately his horns disappeared. He became very beautiful. Then Lord Jagannath gave him prasadam. Then Lord Jagannath went to the king of Delhi. He appeared in his dream. And Lord Jagannath beat, whip on his back, whipping, whipping on his back. Then the king shouting, screaming. Then Lord Jagannath saying, who you think you are? That my devotee gave me one pillow. You know who has put you on this position of a great king? I have put you on this position. And my devotee gave me one pillow. For that you are putting prison house. Immediately you should release him from this prison house. Otherwise, by tomorrow morning, if you don't release him, your whole family will be destroyed. So Jagannath told like this and disappeared. So when king got up, king is thinking, oh, I saw some dream, some bad dream today. But after some time, he's thinking, my back is paining. What is happening? Then he saw this whole backside is all, marks are there. Then he took it seriously, that it is not some dream, bad dream, it's true. Then immediately he went to prison house. Then he released this tailor and put a turban on his head. Then he put him on top of the elephant. Then he went all over Delhi city, declaring the glories of Lord Jagannath. Then he brought him to his house. So the things happens like this, that Lord Jagannath, anybody become Lord Jagannath's devotee. In any part of the world you are, Lord Jagannath will be there to help you.